journey over, I'll spend it, and it's not just for today, but tomorrow, and extended, ever after. All the curses have been ended, the reverse is wiped away. All is tenderness and laughter, but forever after.
Happy now and happy hence and happy ever after.
There were dangers, we were frightened, confusion, we hit, and the past would often swerve.
Was it not?
There were constant solutions,
that's
and we did
it.
But they never lost their nerve, but they reached the right conclusions.
That strong, beautiful voice belongs to today's guest, Alicia Gamble, who recorded Ever After from the musical Into the Woods with singers from Strathmore's Young Artists of America program. Alicia Gamble has performed important roles on some of the country's biggest stages, including the Kennedy Center. She's here today to talk about how a kid growing up in Tacoma Park can go on to a successful career in musical theater. We also welcome the students of our Schools of the Week, the Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Northwest Washington, and Alicia Gamble's own alma mater, Our Lady of Good Counsel in Olney, Maryland. Alicia Gamble, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute honor and a delight. Thank you.
Oh, the honor and delight is mine. We'll talk about singing and acting in a minute, but first, let's hear about when you were a kid. We know you're from Tacoma Park. Tell us about where you were born and where you grew up.
Yeah, I was born in D.C. at the Washington Hospital Center and raised in Tacoma Park, Maryland, which is right over the district border in the Maryland side. I went to public schools, so I went to East Silver Spring and then Piney Branch Elementary School, Tacoma Middle School, and then I went to Our Lady of Good Counsel High School, which at the time was in Wheaton, Maryland. And then I decided to pursue musical theater and went to the Catholic University of America right there in D.C. But thanks to my mom in particular, I was bit pretty early by the artist bug.
Yes, you talk about pursuing theater, but how did you first discover you loved the theater, I guess with the help of your mom?
Yeah, my mom really, encouraged the love of the arts. You know, she would take us to see shows at the Kennedy Center. She would take us to see ballet. She really encouraged that. And I remember when I was a little kid sitting on her lap in the back row watching The Wiz National Tour or seeing Phantom of the Opera when it came through. But so many shows, Serafina. But she always, I think she realized that I really enjoyed it and just kept bringing me to the theater, kept letting me do things. And then I also sang at an early age and sang in the church choir as well, and was always kind of involved with plays or music of some sort since elementary school, really.
Well, we're going to have to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. I am Kojo Nandi. Welcome back. It's Kojo for Kids with Alicia Gamble, actor and singer, has performed major roles in productions at the Kennedy Center, the Arena Stage, and other theaters. Alicia, the kids are lined up on the...
Hi, it's Diane. The next meeting of my book club is on Wednesday, May 31st at 1 p.m. Eastern. I'll host a discussion of Mad Honey by Jodi Picco and Jennifer Finney Boylan, followed by a conversation with the authors. Find out more and register at dianereem.org/bookclub.
Phones to talk to you, but first I got to hear one story. At one point, it was my understanding, when you were a very young actor, you played a cat.
And I did.
It is my understanding that you still remember a line or two from that play. How old were you? What was it? And could you do a line or two for us?
Yeah, no, when I was in third grade, we were doing the Bremen Town Musicians, and I was cast as the cat for one show only. You know, back then, at that age, you have to share the role. But I can still remember my solo line as the cat, which was, I may be old or so I'm told, but I can still do many things. I won't catch mice, they seem so nice. And with my voice, I'll try to sing. On the way to Bremen Town, won't let life get me down.
That is absolutely amazing that you can still
remember. It just shows just how important those little moments when we're really young, how they shape and form your life.
That was huge. Word for word.
Word for word. I also remember, like, you know, after the show was over and, you know, once I got dressed back into my regular clothes, how, like, the exhilaration I felt running back out and knowing that I'd have my fans there waiting. And it's interesting how much that one moment in time kind of informed the rest of my life.
That is absolutely amazing. But here are kids who want to talk to you. Let's start with 16-year-old Josh from Our Lady of Good Counsel High School. Hi, Josh. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi. My question is, how did you balance college studies and act in professional theater at the same time?
Yeah, it was hard because I started professionally acting my freshman year in college. Thankfully, at Catholic University at the time, I don't know what the case is, if they still do, we had to do internships where they wanted us to go out and be paid as performers. So because it was a job that was paid, they gave me a lot of latitude to be able to kind of help juggle some of that. So like some classes I had to leave early and teachers knew and were accepting of that. But you just have to work a lot harder, you know, because you are, even though you're working, which is great, you know, you still want to pass your classes and you still want to graduate. So you just have to burn the candle at both ends. You know, basically, you just have to keep your nose to the grindstone. You have to work really, really hard. It's just a matter of juggling all of those things and realizing that all of it is important and that nothing can kind of slip through the cracks. You just got to work hard.
Thanks, Josh. Here now is 7-year-old Brady in Virginia. Brady, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
My question for you is what gave you the thought to be an actor and singer?
You know, I always liked doing it, but I would say when I was in high school, when I was cast as, when I was a freshman, and I was cast as the leading lady as Nancy and Oliver, that kind of was like a light bulb moment, that it was something that I loved to do and that I was good at. And that kind of made it seem like an easy fit. It comes from the heart. It's something I love to do. It's a passion. And I think if you really love what you do, it makes all the difference in the world.
Thank you for your call, Brady. Here now is 15-year-old Sebastian from Our Lady of Good Counsel. Sebastian, your turn.
Hi. I was just wondering what your biggest influence was.
Let's see. You know, I mean, a lot of it are teachers. Like, you know, a big influence for me when I was at Good Counsel was a wonderful, wonderful assistant teacher, actually, for chorus. Her name was Betsy Reed. And she's one of the first people that kind of was like, you know what, you can really sing. And it just having her say that, someone who wasn't family and people I knew kind of earmarking that for me, was a huge influence in my life. And she was near and dear, and she has since passed away. But she really made a big impression on me. And then mentors along the way and just people encouraging me.
I heard that you tried out for the spring musical in your freshman year in college and did not get the part.
I didn't get in.
How did you respond to that disappointment? How did you move on?
Yeah, you know, I didn't get in and was kind of bummed. And my voice teacher, Jane Pesci Townsend, who was also my mentor, just encouraged me and was like, you know, there's a theater in Olney that's auditioning for Joseph. You should go out and audition for that. And so I, you know, very green, didn't really have a resume. I asked my mom for headshots for Christmas so I could go to the audition. Didn't even get an appointment and just showed up and ended up booking the lead character, the narrator in that. And that's because she just told me to go audition for, you know, just try my luck. And it worked out.
That's what they say. You know, you have to fail in order to succeed.
Yes, you do.
Here very now true. Is 15-year-old Erica from Our Lady of Good Counsel. Erica, your turn.
Hi, my question is, what is the most encouraging thing someone has told you?
I think it would go back to what Betsy said when she, you know, she was assigned to just have me go through scales to decide what part, you know, in the course I would be what vocal track, and she worked me all the way up through the scales and just told me that I was good at this, that I was a singer. And just having that encouragement really did kind of put me on the path that I am on today.
Thank you very much for your call, Erica. Here now is Indira in Cleveland, Ohio. Indira self-describes as being almost 10 years old. Indira, aww, you're on the air. Indira, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
My question was, how was your first acting experience?
It was amazing. I learned so much, and everyone was so nice and gave me so many pointers and really helped me be comfortable with being a professional actor. It was nothing but a wonderful experience, and I'm still friends with all of those people from my very first show all of those years ago. I was very lucky to be surrounded by great people.
Thank you for your call, Indira. Here is 17-year-old Yvonne from Our Lady of Good Counsel. Yvonne, your turn.
Hi. I was wondering if you have any tips for staying involved in theater and shows after high school and in college.
Absolutely. I mean, basically anything that you can find, whether it's, you know, summer programs. I know, like, Young Artists of America is a great program. Now they go from ages 9 through 12, as well as post-high school as well. So they are helping people with training, music theater classes, seminars, as well as helping people audition for college, particularly if you want to go into music theater. So I would say find programs that can really help you go on. So, you know, look at programs that have training classes. If you need to do dance classes, get dance classes. Try to get as much skills as possible to keep your game up. And then if you do decide to go for college, look at programs. There's lots of great programs out there. But definitely I would say Young Artists of America, particularly for Maryland, is a good tool to kind of help with your training. And their YAA.org is their website. But those are run from friends that I met from my time at Good Counsel, and we've stayed together, and they have done some incredible things with that program. So I would encourage you to take a look at that.
Thank you for your call. Here is 16-year-old Noel from Good Counsel. Noel, your turn.
Hi. My question was, what's your most memorable audition story?
Ooh. Probably my first show when I did for Joseph over at Olney Theater, because I had no idea what I was doing. I just kind of showed up. I didn't have an appointment. And I remember handing my brand new headshot and resume to the monitor, and she walked it over to them. And then I remember just seeing all of these heads kind of poke out and look at me, and then they looked at my resume, and they were like, yeah, let her come in and audition. And it was kind of, you know, like something out of a movie where they were, you know, looking at this little kid who they thought, maybe she's got something. And, you know, it's those early auditions especially that I remember so vividly, because I was just so green and didn't know what I was doing. But thankfully they were good people along the way.
You also sang in a church choir when you were a kid. Can you tell us what that was like and how it may have helped develop your voice?
Absolutely. So early on, I used to sing in my church choir, and just because I like to sing. And then as we got a new choir director who decided he didn't want children in his choir, and I was kicked out of the choir. and then a couple of years later, once I had done a show in high school, my mom played the music director, the audio of my singing, and then he very quickly, with chagrin and his tail between his legs, asked me to come and join in. So I did, thankfully, and I learned so much. I mean, you know, it was a gospel choir, so it was, you know, learning how to sing gospel, as well as, you know, we also sang traditional. It was a Catholic choir, so we kind of sang all across the board. But it really, you know, having that experience, I think, really, really you know, got me into a great place vocally.
And finally, here is 16-year-old Valerie from Our Lady of Good Counsel. Valerie, your turn.
Hi. I was wondering, in which ways have you used theater to give back to your community?
We only have about 30 seconds left.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, a lot of it is whether it's things like this, like, you know, mentorships. Also, like, you know, like we did when a couple of years ago, they did a march for gun control in D.C., and we sang for that to as a part of that. A lot of that is also master classes to students, encouraging them that way. But there's, you know, there's lots of, I think, wonderful ways to kind of use the arts to give back to the community. And a lot of it is just encouraging kids along the way.
Well, a lot of us consider the arts and you to be gifts to our community anyway. So, Alicia Gamble, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Kojo for Kids with actor Alicia Gamble is produced by Lauren Marco, and our conversation about combating bigotry against Asian Americans was produced by Julie Dippenbrock. Coming up tomorrow, students are now in their second pandemic school year, affecting nearly everything in their lives, their studies, mental health, and friendships. We're talking with high school seniors about their experiences, what lessons we can learn from the class of 2021. That all starts tomorrow at noon. Until then, thank you for listening and stay safe. I'm Kojo. Jonan.
The Kojo Nambi Show is produced by Julie Deppenbrock, Sydney Granin, Lauren Marco, Kurt Gardner, Richard Cunningham, and Ines Reike. Our managing producer is Ingalisa Schrobsdorf. Our broadcast engineer is Rashad Young. Today's engineer was Kenny Purok. For past shows and more content, visit kojoshow.org.
Thanks for listening to The Kojo Namdi Show, and if you're already a member of WAMU 88.5, thank you for your support. If not, it's easy to give online at wamu.org. Just click the donate button, and thanks.